Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Diplo's possible blowjob from a guy, the let-loosening Lucy DeLuca takeover, we ask where has all the buccal fat gone, and whether or not singing over the artist on stage is proper concert etiquette. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Honk.
Well, yeah, wait, was that your, is that a countdown?
That no, was I like, I was gonna, I think we're in, but I was gonna count clown honk noses.
Okay,
but
okay,
I, so was
you counted I was down from one.
I was afraid it was gonna be too, it was going to be too much like the count that, you know, I was like, he gets enough.
Yes.
He gets enough publicity on this show.
Yeah.
If,
well,
if I want to be a honk, I don't know. How does a clown count?
Honk, honk.
Honk, honk.
A clown,
honk,
how does a clown count?
You hate,
is this a riddle?
You hate when drag queens are all honk, honk, and punch their tits.
No, I loved it. I loved it when that one, when she was like,
Cynthia Lee Fontaine. That?
No, she was on, who is it? And Hudson just brought her up.
Give me anything.
She's
like a,
there's nothing I can say that, she's like, maybe in season.
Oh my God.
Five or six.
And tell me a little bit about her, baby.
And she says honk honk. She squeezes her boob.
I think it's Cynthia Lee Fontaine.
And her hair maybe looks like,
oh my God,
curly but wet and crunchy. You know how like girls in the aughts would have gel in their hair and it would be like it looked wet and and it would be crunchy. I think her wigs were like that. I'm trying to remember anything else.
Would you rather look wet or crunchy?
Girl, oh, why choose when you can be both?
How do you like your peanut butter, wet or crunchy?
I do not like it wet.
When have you ever had wet peanut butter?
Anytime you get it from Trader Joe's, it's the one thing bad about Trader Joe's.
Well, it's like,
Trader Joe's has terrible peanut butter situations.
It's like any of those ones that are like authentique, you have to stir before you get in there.
Well, grow up. I'm not trying to have authentic peanut butter. Also, I can never remember what I discuss on stream and what I discuss with you or what I just talked to myself about. But peanut butter. Have we talked peanut butter?
What about it? I don't think we have in a while. I mean, we've definitely talked about it before. I've probably asked you this crunchy, creamy question before.
Is peanut butter butter? Because
well,
as soon as I reframe it into my butter category in my brain, it's like, am I allowed to have a spoonful of peanut butter?
I do all the time.
Would you have a spoonful of butter?
My little brother used to all the time.
Well, that's clinically checkupable. I think.
Would you bite a stick of butter?
I have.
When?
You were there.
What?
Well, it wasn't really a stick of butter. It was a stick of butter cut up into slices. I thought it was cheese.
Where was that? Oh, that was at the photo shoot for the binge cover. Yes. I think that's where that was. Wow, my brain.
Ate the whole charcuterie board of cheese only to find out it was butter. It was a stick of butter cut up into slices.
Now that you say this, it's all coming back to me.
It's great for when you want to feel snatched for your photo shoot. You know what I should have done? Got my buccal fat removed. Are you familiar with buccal fat?
No, what is it? Tell me.
I don't know. It's from what I've observed of celebrities getting their buccal fat removed. It seems to be a trend happening. It's the same era as
not eras.
I know. Oh my God. Can we not hear about anybody having their blank era anymore on Drag Race? It's the same era as what is that prescription medicine?
Ozempic.
Ozempic. Everyone's getting their Ozempic and to wash down their buccal fat.
The new Hollywood diet is Ozempic and buccal fat removal.
Everybody's getting their buccal fat removed. Just do a quick goog.
Do they let you keep it like with your dead tooth?
With my dead tooth? Well, they weren't supposed to. Legally, that's like they're supposed to dispose of it in some way, I think.
Yeah.
So legally, I did not keep my dead tooth.
Yeah.
That was a leftover Halloween kernel corn or whatever those are called.
A candy corn, same color.
Same triad of color scheme.
I think it was an ombre.
You know what? Yeah, I like that triad of colors. What is that? White,
yellow, orange.
No brown.
Well, sometimes there's like a different flavor, and they add a little brown,
like a caramel.
Yeah, hey, that's like I was at the grocery store, and you know Easter is coming, so it's like peeps season.
She is risen. She is risen.
Peeps season.
Yeah, were you peeping on them?
No, every time I'm at the grocery store, I see they have like a Peeps box of cereal that they're putting out on the end caps. Nobody must be buying it, but it's very, try our Peeps cereal.
No way. Hey, that sounds disgusting.
Hey, do you like the classic, speaking of Easter?
Do I like the classic Jesus?
Do you like the classic Cadbury cream egg commercial where all the animals are wearing rabbit ears and pretending to be the rabbit?
I don't know if I've seen it.
Baby, you've seen it. You have absolutely
What's going seen on it. With all it's... of these animals? All of these animals trying to be rabbits. Silly rabbit tricks are for kids type of vibe.
Rabbits are big with kids.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Kids love it. I don't know what else to say other than kids love it.
Have you seen Watership Down?
No, what?
Honestly, neither have I.
What is it? A movie, a game, a TV show?
Watership Down. Oh my God. Think it's... Yes, it's rabbits. But they made a new movie of it. And it's... I think.
What
it's
do you mean
Netflix.
It's rabbits?
It's rabbits doing what they do.
Fuck?
They're English rabbits. Well, yeah, probably, actually.
Is it live action? Is it scripted? Is it cartoon? Is it a documentary?
I think it's
come on,
some
baby.
Type of...
Give me nothing.
I think it's like it's like a children's book that got turned into like a cartoon in the 90s or something. It's from the 70s, the book is. And then it got remade on Netflix. And it's like I think maybe puppets or possibly paper mache or maybe some type of stop motion.
You know I'm over remakes.
But like we started watching, it was pretty trippy actually, but I was like, I can't focus right now.
So you knew this whole time what it was and you weren't telling me?
No. We started it and we didn't and we never. But honestly, I forgot that it was called Watership Down. When I said it, it was the second that it came into my brain that it might be called that. And I did not take a second further to think, am I thinking the right thing? So I just, here we are. Let's get back to the topic at hand.
Buccal fat.
Buccal fat. You may see celebrities getting it removed from their cheeks, and the people are considering it. It makes your face kind of look
chiseled. You're trying to talk about redacted.
No, I'm not trying to talk about redacted.
You are talking about redacted.
Redacted, not redacted, redacted, but redacted.
Another one.
Ye oldie redacted is back in the news for some possible buccal fat removal. Well, and so as somebody who is trying to bring up the topic organically, redacted, ye oldie redacted, is coming into my topic of conversation hot topically.
So Tyler sent me a tweet or a link to a Page Six article about Liam Payne getting buccal fat removed from his face.
I did not.
For those of you who couldn't read between the lines, which I'm sure none of you could.
I listen. I am not somebody. I only sent it to you because look at the top tweet to it.
I saw it on Twitter. I saw it on Twitter. What's the top reply?
Somebody tagging me.
Oh.
And I replied, do not drag me into this. And my reply now is getting legs. And I feel uncomfortable with it because
of the drama.
I am not somebody to... first of all, I do not want to be involved in anybody's drama, especially anybody that has previously been redacted.
Well, you know what I say. I sure hope there's no drama.
And second of all, I am not here to make fun of anybody's physical presentation of their body. It is triggering to be public and to have to be subjected to people's opinions and mockery of your presentation. So I am not part of that. However, fair. I am somebody with their finger. I have my fingers on the pulse, and the pulse is saying buccal fat is being removed. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Where does it go?
Speaking of people you've had fights with on Twitter.
No, I don't have fights. I don't have fights. I'm peaceful. I come in peace. I often do.
Well, did you see Diplo lets men suck his dick?
Okay, another example of how I didn't I was not even a participant in that fight.
I know, that's why it's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, I did see this. Well, the exact words were something along the lines of, not me,
well,
quote unquote paraphrase, but the exact words were.
Well, that's funny because, are you queuing me up to say the exact words? Because I don't know them.
Sure, if you know them. Something along the lines have you ever gotten your dick sucked by a guy and he's all, if it happened, I didn't make eye contact, or I didn't see it happening, I didn't look.
I'm pretty sure he said it's definitely happened, but then he followed up with, but if you don't make eye contact, it's not gay.
You know what? Who am I to argue?
I would like to
put that narrative out into the mainstream media. If we don't make eye contact, it's fine for a straight guy to want head from anybody else. If you don't make eye contact, we can call it whatever you dream.
I think
who knows what happened? Your secret's safe with me. Bada bing, bada boom, plop it in.
I think more straight men should get their dick sucked by it.
That's what I've been saying.
By anyone who wants to do it. I saw
maybe the buccal fat is sucked through. Did you just
so what I was going to say was, yeah, I kept seeing that little moment on Twitter, and I was annoyed because it kept showing just like screenshots with text. And I was like, I just didn't believe it because I was like, baby, if it existed in a video form, why are we not just tweeting the video? So I went and found the video, and sure enough, the screen caps were correct.
Yeah, but we have a long history of Diplo at least making like side reference to
fluidity.
Fluidity, thank you.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like very often he's trying to just say it without having to say it.
Say it without spraying it.
Well, no, he let it spray, but he did not say. And in the words of Christina Aguilera,
say!
Yes, thank you. but he, I feel like in not wanting to have it be a thing, now it's had to be a thing over the years. It could have just been out and about. You could have just gotten it out and it could have been one and done. But now it's like every time it has to be like a conversation. Probably he's annoyed by it that it's like has to be a conversation because it is headline grabbing.
Listen, maybe he's just trying to, I'm sure his DMs were flooded that day.
Say,
if you pardon me, can you talk for a minute while I DM him right now?
Girl, get in line. You're in his unread possible spam folder.
But as a,
I'm in his muted possible blocked folder.
But as a verified person, I'm sure it must kick it to the top of the queue. Not to say I'm sure others. Like me also probably slid.
I need to have a sit down one-on-one interview with Diplo. We have a lot to unhash.
You should. And you should start with apologizing for the tweet you never sent.
And when will he apologize for saying I looked 50? Where is that in the order of events?
Do you think you will give him a flower crown?
Is that what we're calling it when a straight guy doesn't look down?
Yeah. As you suck when you blow a straight guy and he doesn't make eye contact, it's called a flower crown.
Watership down, flower crown.
Speaking of looking 50.
Okay. Buccal fat removed.
Well, you are turning closer to 50 this week.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah. It's, you know what, all my life, if anybody's ever been above the age 33, I've said, oh wow, you outlived Jesus.
Oh my god, are you
and
about
now,
to
I'm about to outlive Jesus. Knock on wood.
My god,
I have 2 days left.
You're gonna be 34
30 floor on the floor.
Oh my god, are you mid-30s,
honey?
Honey.
Yeah, no, yeah, I am. I'm mid-30s, and
but are you mid-30s?
As I journey, no, my flirties were late 20s.
Wow, you've hung up your flirties.
Well, I'm in my mid-30s.
I'm in my late.
I should have hung up my skirties.
Only your squirt, baby. Only hang up the squirt. I'm in my late 30s, and I'm still in my flirties.
That's fine.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I think I'm...
I love fun, as you know, and I love to laugh.
Well, I didn't say it was fun. I said it was fine.
Oh, okay.
So, let's just set the record straight.
Do you have anything on
Hey, have you listened to the new Miley album?
I did. Okay, well, the night that it came out, I listened to it. But I was with a couple other people, so that we were like, we were talking and hanging, and I didn't really listen. And then I've like since kind of skipped around a little bit. I think the only one I really like is Violet Chemistry, and even then, I don't know that I love The Bridge.
What? The whole album is so good. I was on the edge of saying we need to have a Miley Queens edition.
Ew!
So why could you possibly you?
I have not ever listened to an entire album of hers. I couldn't do a Queen.
Well, not Dead Pets?
No, maybe Bangers.
I have to say, when you title something Miley's Dead Pets,
you better have
it doesn't
features.
Make me want to... Features of what? Howls and meows?
The Dead Pets.
No, I think if you title something like that, I'm not even going to open it up. I don't want to, it doesn't sound like something I want to even explore.
All dogs go to heaven, first of all, so.
Yeah.
So why? Death is a natural thing.
Yeah, it just was giving me a bad vibe.
Okay, well, what are your favorites off of her new album?
Her new album, Endless Summer Vacation. Now that's an album title I'll click.
I was just a little, it's not summer. Like, drop the album in June if you're going to call it that.
The summer vacation is endless.
In March?
So it is, if last summer's vacation was endless, it's still going.
It's the first day of spring. She dropped it in winter.
She's doing the summer, spring, winter,
September,
April, May.
I'm the one you'll always summer, spring. No, I'm the one you'll always remember.
No, she's doing the She by Sheree release schedule.
That's what I was quoting.
Oh, is that? Is it?
That was her tagline last season.
No, when Andy Cohen was all asking her when it was going to come out, and she's all, maybe February, March, spring, summer, April, October.
Yeah, baby. I know. I love that you're arguing this with me. So she finally dropped her clothing.
Again, being claimed to be in a feud. I'm not arguing.
Baby, so here, now I'll give you the tea. So last season, it was like 14 years after she first said this clothing line was dropping. She finally released it on the last season of Atlanta. And so you know how they have their opening taglines? Hers was some shit referencing that again 14 years later.
Okay. And?
And she said, spring, summer, my name's the only one you'll ever remember.
Okay. Anyway, the Miley album... I went through and I listened one by one and just to see what I, because normally I'd be like, okay, what are the standouts so I can just add them to my playlist? Ooh, do you hear crouton barking?
I sure don't.
Oh, honey, they're driving me nuts. They're driving me absolutely nuts. We're installing electric chargers in the garage for cars, and so they're drilling directly underneath my unit, and the dogs think it's like World War III, it's over.
Spring, summer, or September, I'm the one you'll always remember.
Did you just spend my whole story looking it up?
Yeah, I don't care about digging in your basement.
So I added every single song from the album. I know. I added every single song from Endless Summer Vacation to one of my playlists. So I think that means it's iconic.
Oh, I would, if you're listening to this and you've got recs for me, tweet them, DM them to me on Insta. Like I said, Violet Chemistry, good. Good.
You haven't heard Handstand? Where she's all, we're here. And it's like spoken word and she's all at the neon. Hold on.
I don't think I want to hear that. I'll listen to it after. If the choice is listen to it now or listen
Hold.
To it after, we don't have the rights.
You can listen to it after.
I'll give it a whirl. You know I am a lover of music. I love to listen.
I will. I definitely do want to watch the Disney. She did a Disney Plus like special. Like,
do you like the
maybe like a live concert series?
You like the one with Sia? It's all about mud or something.
You can. Yeah, Sia is barely in it.
More or less in it than Lana Del Rey in that Taylor Swift song.
Equal. Oh. And I don't even know that song.
Lana Del Rey is not in that song.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey, the Eras tour kicked off.
Yeah, so I retweeted a tweet yesterday that said, I'm in my
sick of- bitch, we need to talk about, first of all, concert etiquette. We'll get to it.
Oh, yeah.
Honey.
Baby.
Okay. First, you're out of your era.
I retweeted a tweet from the Michael Hart, one of the 5 awesome gays, and he was all... He was all, I hate hearing about Eras era. And I was like, well, this tweet works 2 ways because it's referential to the annoying girls on Drag Race. And it's also referential to Taylor Swift. I thought perfect.
Now I can't drag anybody, for having a hyperfixation on a singular sentence, phrase, or joke, because bitch, I can't stop letting loose. So like, who am I to say stop saying you're in your era, your villain era, your whatever era?
I also
when I'm participating in the let loosening. So
I googled Mistress and Lux's ages after the last episode because I was like, I think a lot of their behavior probably stems to their age, and sure enough,
how old are they?
22 and 24.
Mistress is 24.
Yes.
No way. I'm not in a mean way.
Yeah. They're both very. What? Yeah. They're both very young. If I were Sasha Colby, I would be like crazy hanging out with that many babies for that long.
That's interesting. That is interesting to me. I'm interested in knowing of that knowledge now.
You're welcome.
Interesting. Whoa. That, you know what? It makes sense and it doesn't, because I the perception of her drag for me is so like classic Texas, like, I don't know, type of drag, which for me feels more maternal vibes, like pageanty,
like and old, like
older drag.
Yeah. And okay, the fair makes sense.
So I did not imagine her to be
a twink.
Right.
Yeah, they're both V young.
When are we going to collectively, as a community, as a society, understand that being ambitious does not grant you a villain edit?
You said it last week or 2 weeks ago. You said,
"Well,
you
said, here we are again, where it continues.
Uncool not to try."
here we are again, people are continuing, and people don't want to call it bullying. People get really upset if you call it bullying, but like, where is the line? And I guess when the recipient of it is not vibing with it, it starts to feel like it leans toward.
Yeah. I mean, what do
the B word?
What do you call it? If not that they're just like constantly picking on somebody. I think you're right. Like if you're constantly picking on someone, when does it turn into the B word?
I think cutting up is fine as long as it's consensual reciprocated and like,
yeah,
playful within the dynamic that you have with that person.
Give and take.
You can't
from
just
both.
Cut up. Yeah, you can't just cut up with somebody because you want to cut up, but they're not wanting to be your cutting board.
Baby, I believe it. I'm here for it. I hear it loud and clear.
What'd you think of the Rusical?
I thought it was great. I thought they all did a good job. I feel like there's been episodes in the past before where they say like, oh, we're really splitting hairs. And you're like, are you? And then this week I was like, I watched it with three friends and we were all like, I have no idea who's the top and who's the bottom. Like after it finished.
Yeah. I mean,
I was like,
I definitely think we are entering our like, the judges are...
Our nice judges era?
No. We are entering like a moment where the judges' critiques are fake. Like, when you say something like, the gloves should have maybe been black, and that's why you're in the bottom for Selena Estides' big glove look or something, it's like, okay, that's a fake critique. That's a singular person's, like, just... of the moment opinion that has nothing to do with taste levels or styling or fashion or reason to be in the bottom two.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that was the only reason, but like we're entering a moment where, okay, the splitting era or the splitting hair. Yeah. Splitting era. Allows critiques like that to slip through and become the reason somebody's in the bottom. It's like, boo, tomato.
It's just interesting because... So when it finished, I was like, it's going to come down to runway. And then my immediate thought was, I feel like as much as I love Selena and I love her personality and I think she has personality for days, I think her looks have struggled the most on the runway this season. And again, it could just be taste level. Maybe they're just not for me. So I kind of knew, I was like, it depends on what she wears on that runway. And if it's not a home run, she was probably in the bottom too.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a TikTok, I follow a TikTok account, I forget what it's called, but it does a slideshow of all the queens' looks for each episode, even the eliminated ones that post their looks. So you can see how everyone would have done that runway. Everyone is dropping the ball almost every runway this season. Like, very rarely do you have unaired looks that you're like, oh, that should have been on the runway. The only one that can really come to mind is the Beyonce runway Aura Maiari's look, I think, if I'm remembering correctly. That was like show-stopping. But besides that, every other look, especially for this glove runway, I'm like, oh, these are like kind of bad.
Did you
see? Like nobody's really giving it.
Irene's?
I did, and I didn't like it.
The big glove, like and that's holding just... on to her back?
Oh, wait, maybe I didn't see it.
Oh, I mean, I assumed it was for this look. I saw it on her Instagram. I could be wrong.
I guess I'm just looking for more than the theme is gloves, and so you put on gloves.
Baby, I'll send you Irene's. I'll post it in the Discord.
I don't mean to like minimize the money and effort people put into their looks, but I just personally prefer concept. And perhaps a story with your look, or what is the perspective other than you wanting to like look like a drag queen in a dress that wore gloves? Like I just want what makes you the future of drag with this theme on this runway. Like every theme runway needs to be your point of view expressing why you should be the future of drag, and it should be if I'm looking at your runway look for a theme and it, at the end of the day I think I can't see this person as a winner of Drag Race in this look, then you need to go back to the drawing board, get a concept. Yeah, this is great. Irene's look is great. I didn't see it.
Right, different, out of the box. She's got like a that. Giant glove. She's got,
oh, you know what, I saw the second picture in the slideshow, and I didn't understand that the cape situation thing was a glove. That's awesome. That's really great.
Right, I loved it. I wish I would have saw that in the runway.
Yeah. I'm not really feeling blown away by a lot of the looks. I did love Sasha's glove look.
At least
of course.
It was. Different and out of the box.
It was conceptual. Yeah. It was like it had a wink to it. I want something with a wink to it at all times.
Wink, wink, nod, nod, honk, honk.
Thank you. If you're not giving me a wink, give me two honk honks.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you want to talk about your concert debacle?
It's not my concert. It's not my debacle.
You want to talk about your argument on Twitter with your concert debacle?
It's not my argument. So there was a tweet. There was a video on TikTok of somebody that somebody recorded from a Billie Eilish concert. And in the video, you're in the pit or the crowd or whatever. So it's like not seated. It's like you're huddled up with the masses. And you can hear everyone singing along. And there's one voice that continues to break through in the audio of this video. And some people are like, oh, well, it's because you can hear it. It's because they're close to the camera. Like, it wasn't disturbing anyone, blah, blah, blah. But you see in the video multiple people turn around to, like, see who is making all that noise. It's somebody who is singing. It's as if they're singing over Billie Eilish, trying to sing over Billie Eilish or to collaborate or to like harmonize, but it's dissonant many times and it's off key and it's like she's singing, you know, when you sing along you kind of sing with how you know the song sounds.
Yeah,
she is singing her own version of what she thinks the song should sound like,
her own riffs.
And her own riffs, she is singing longer than Billy is on stage. She is singing, so there's silence in the crowd and you hear her continuing to go, ah. I'm not even joking, I'm not exaggerating. So the video, I tweeted it and I said, unfortunately, I said, the way this would ruin my entire experience, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And it has turned into a litmus test of concert etiquette and what people think is appropriate. Because on one hand, you have, from my perception, it seems to be younger people who perhaps never went to a concert before and didn't, and are coming out of COVID and maybe just like never quite understood the assignment of let the performer perform. But you see a lot of people being like, I paid for my ticket. I'm going to have exactly the time I want to have. And then you have other people who are like, we live in a society and we have social norms. And one of the social norms is to not distract from what's happening on stage with your own performance from the crowd. Where do you stand?
Well, I'm, as a geriatric millennial,
right?
I feel like I've had a lot of complaints about concerts for a long time. I get it. It's like I'm there to experience the live music. I wish we were all just listening, sing along if you want. I wouldn't go crazy like that person was. Like, I do enjoy a sing along moment, as long as it's not like taking away from someone else's experience. But yeah, I am a big proponent of like phones down, phones away. I've always said to people, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. It's not like you're watching that video back on your phone later and enjoying it, are you? I feel like people are just taking content to put on like an Instagram story to like say I was cool, I did this, I was here. And it's like, don't get me wrong, I sure took a video at the Maggie Rogers concert 2 weeks ago, but that was the only time my phone was up and out. And a good majority of the time, people in front of me had their phones up blocking my view for a good portion of the show. And it's just like, I've been at a couple of sets at Coachella where they're like, fucking put your phones down. And that's always what I love. I wish more artists would do that.
Yeah, I mean, personally, a lot of people thought it was my video that I tweeted. And so everyone was like, oh, so you're going to spend the whole concert with your phone up blocking people's view. I'm like, okay, this isn't my video. But I have been at shows, especially my first like amounts of shows, where like I do want to get content, of course. And like, as somebody who's like a social media person at the time, I was like, oh, I definitely want to get like a boomerang of this set or like a video of this set. And over time, it does make an appearance from the crowd that everyone's got their cameras up all the time. I think a lot of people just get their clip and then put it down. I agree. There's no need to like record the entire concert. Your experience is probably going to be better if you like are in the moment and enjoying the moment instead of capturing the moment. But it's your prerogative, if you want to record it. My only issue is when like your behavior is disturbing the people around you. So like, for example, in the pit, if you're holding up a sign that's like trying to get the artist on stage to read your sign the entire time, that's disturbing to the people behind you. So I'm like, put your fucking cardboard down.
When I was at the Maggie Rogers show, she like, she tried to do it nice. And she tried to like whisper to this guy who was in the front row and like ask him to put his phone down. And he like wasn't listening. She like literally like knelt on the stage and whispered to him in between like two songs. And everyone was kind of like, what's going on? And then he didn't listen. And then she literally stopped the show and was like, you need to put your camera away. You're making me really uncomfortable. I was like, I don't know what he's doing. I couldn't see him, but I was like, damn.
I think if I remember correctly, like a lot of shows that I've been to, I feel like One Direction did this. Like they would have a moment during the show where they'd say, okay, if you brought a sign, show me your, like, hold it up now.
Yeah.
So that they could get it out of the way type of vibe. And I think, honestly, we did that for the Slumber Party tour because a lot of people brought signs and stuff. And I don't want you spending the whole thing trying to get me to notice you.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's like
that is for everyone's sake.
I'm just like, if it's a community experience, yes, we all like paid money to get there. But like, I think there should be some sort of understanding that like we're all in a shared space and we should all be courteous to everyone else's experience while also trying to enjoy the experience yourself. Like if you're doing,
like, remember when we were at Outside Lands and we were at Polo and Pan and there was that dude right next to us who was just screaming, like wasn't saying anything, just screaming. And everyone was like turning around and trying to communicate through nonverbal language, like that your behavior is like not appreciated. Apparently it takes more than that, because I was like, who are the people that do that and don't pick up the hint from people glaring at them? Those people are in my replies. They are like, oh, so we're not allowed to sing? Oh, oh, so we're not, oh, so we're not allowed to sing? Oh.
Yeah.
It's kind of blowing my mind because I'm like, oh my God. Of course there's this many people who are not considerate of the people around them when we have this many people who voted for Trump. Like, I have to also think those types of numbers trickle into how you behave in your everyday life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Maybe so. They should have their vocal cords removed when they get their buccal fat sucked out of their cheeks.
It's a quick one and done.
BOGO.
Oh my God. Do you think buccal fat removal is BOGO? Like, or do you have to pay for each side?
I'm just getting one to start. And I'm putting the second one on layaway.
Word. Okay. Klarna.
Not Klarna.
Yes, Klarna. Hey, wait. Also, did you see the video of Selena Estides yelling at the crowd for Ross Matthews to eat her ass?
No.
I'll link
you. Did you see when they were lip syncing? Or I should actually say here. Did you see when Selena and Lucy were... lip syncing.
Girl.
Mistress yelling, send her home.
Eat her up,
Selena. Why do they hate Lucy so much?
Well, they will argue. Everyone will argue. I'm just cutting up.
Yeah. I tell it like, I'm not a bitch. I just tell it like it is.
Okay. All right. Yeah. At this point, if Lucy DeLuca takes home the crown, that would be satisfying. That would be hilarious. I would hee-hee, I would ha-ha, I would
Well, as you know, ever since season 12, I've been ordering a merch item from my favorite queen of the season to support my local drag artist, non-local.
Okay.
And so my Anitra shirt is coming in the mail this week.
Hey, I just ordered a Work the World shirt.
I saw.
And it was 100% proceeds for the ACLU Drag Defense Fund. It might still be available, but I found it on the Work the World website, and it has like all the queens that are on that tour on the
shirt,
like front of it. And I was like, you know what? I own like no drag queen merch. I have a Nina West shirt. What else do I have? I have a Shangela shirt.
You own it.
did you see Alaska performing Let Loose?
No.
Did you see Jan performing Let Loose?
No, good for them.
Both performed Let Loose live at different venues, gay bars.
Listen, everyone at my work is constantly talking about Let Loose. We just say it in Slack. We like, someone added a Lucy LaDuca emoji. It's been fun. Women supporting
it's the
women.
Loosening.
Is she going to let loose from there?
I hope so. I did a tier ranking of every lyric from Let Loose, and it was really fun.
I love that.
Some pretty iconic messaging in there. If I were you, I would dive deep into the A to Z lyrics.
I'll check it out. I've got a lot of music to listen to as soon as this podcast is over.
All right, Corey, where can
people
find
you? People can find me listening to music.
Okay.
What about you, sweet angel?
You can find me
letting loose,
not making eye contact with Diplo.
Ooh,
maybe.
I didn't know he was into 50-year-olds. What? Okay. Happy early birthday. Bye.
Bye.